Hey, what's up, everyone? How are you? Ben Kissel here. Thank you so much for paying money to our Patreon. I really appreciate you. We love you. Thank you all. Okay, so today I got a couple of creepypastas I'm going to read. And because Henry willed this into existence, I will be drinking a Bud Light Lime. I will have a sip to start. And, you know, we'll see if I like it or not. But there's a chance I will. There's a great chance I won't. Nonetheless, so let's start off these creepypastas. This one's called A Question of Faith. I'm grabbing the Bud Light Lime now. I am going to open said Bud Light Lime. And, you know, we don't really drink. I mean, I don't drink at all on Last Pod. Not on Able Against Top Hat. Those shows were, like, way back in the day. Like Round Table of Gentlemen and things like that. So this is going to be kind of a fun... revisit to the old way of performing before we were so professional. All right, let me try this thing. This is a Bud Light Lime taste test. Tastes like a margarita in a can. All right. That's kind of funny there. If you remember, that's what Henry said that I said the first time I had a sip of Bud Light Lime. However, I never had it because he's a liar. Anyway, that's fine. Okay. Actually, you know what? Not that bad. Definitely getting the lime flavor in there, combined a little bit with Bud Light. All right, this one's called A Question of Faith. So there's a lot of questions there, apparently of faith here. All right, you know what would, this is me reading it. You know what would be delightful, to maybe watch television or just sit around the house or take a ride in the car without my father bringing up religion. Wow. That's fun. So you know what would be delightful? Now, what would that be? Oh, going in a car ride with your dad, but then he doesn't talk about religion. Okay. Father is a master of turning any conversation into a lecture about faith. Anything he reads, sees, or hears in the media is a prompt for him to hold forth on spirituality. Good God, I've even seen the man be inspired by weather patterns. Oh my gosh, he's getting inspired by nature. What a crime. Okay. Know that we are not alone, and that there exists a greater power than anything we can conceive of this on this earth, he says. Know that the courage of faith is a bravery surpassing that of the assembled armies of the earth, he says. Faith will be tested, he says. Faith will be rewarded, he says. And says, and says, and says... Please don't misunderstand. I am a believer. I have been brought up in the faith and strive to adhere to it. However, I find it increasingly difficult to be a blind follower, for if we fear to ask questions of faith, is that not an admission of doubt? An acknowledgement that our faith, our rock, our shield cannot withstand the slightest scrutiny? Okay, Father will have none of this. And our exchanges escalate into shouts and angry tears. Okay, so sad, but not sad tears, angry tears, kind of meaner tears there. Know that you've been blessed beyond measure, he says, a pointed finger trembling inches from my face. Never forget, boy. Still, my questions persist. Lately, they grow in number. Forgive me. I don't mean to be critical of my father. He is unshakable in his belief, and that can be inspiring. I think of my mother's recent passing. The mother's dead. Well, that should be the lead. The mom is dead. The mom's dead, okay? So this changes everything. So that's crazy. All right, the mom's dead. I think that would be the first sentence. My mom is dead. And then you go from there. But anyway, I guess this person didn't want to talk about the death of his mother. A man less devout might have abandoned his convictions, strayed from his path. Not my father. I'll also admit that to those not ceaselessly subjecting to its spoutings, father is quite charming. To his spoutings. You never want to be subjected to your father's spoutings. I'll tell you that much. Bud Light Lime tastes like margarita in a can. The impression he gives is not that of a wild-eyed zealot. He's patiently persuasive and he has a certain charisma. Several people in town have come round to his way of thinking, and they include some of our more notable residents, elected officials, captains of industry, members of law enforcement, good friends to have. Okay, I can see many of them now. As Father and I enter this clearing in the woods behind our home, some avert their eyes. They're new. Others offer a friendly wave and a warm smile. Father is at it again, telling me that the demands of faith and the comfort that awaits after our earthly trials have ceased, a comfort no less than eternity. All this talk about religion goes a long way toward explaining why my sister is bound upon the altar. Wow. That's crazy. The sister is bound upon the altar, and the mom's dead. Well, Margarita in a can. Let's do another one.
Live from your grave.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another spooky spaghetti, a creepypasta, ooh, a trembling ravioli. Here we go. Now, this one, it's called something kind of fun. It's called intuitive ads. Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Intuitive ads. Mm-hmm. Huh. Intuitive ads. I hate the name. I just hate the name. There's nothing more boring than the words intuitive ads. I'm actually kind of sick. That's okay. You see them everywhere now, and you don't really give it a second thought. Ads that use, ads that use tracking cookies. That's a great cookie. To track your browsing history or personal profile and provide suggestions that might appeal to you. Who doesn't love a good tracking cookie? You know, the way Amazon suggests new books based on what you just read, or when you search for something on Google and then you start seeing ads for it on other websites, or when you're a 20-something-year-old girl in a relationship on Facebook and suddenly all of your ads are for engagement rings and wedding planners? Yeah, been there. The point is, we're all so used to this that we don't really pay attention to it anymore. But lately, these targeted ads have been unnervingly on point. Buy plastic sheeting in bulk? Electric chainsaws on sale now? Affordable dry lime, overnight shipping available. Ooh, dry lime. That also sounds like a fun little flavor. I should have another sip of my Bud Light lime, actually. Ah, margarita in a can. It's science gone horribly wrong. I don't know why they would make it like that. But that is what it is. Thank you all for giving to our Patreon. Nonetheless, electric chainsaws on sale. We're talking about intuitive ads. That's the whole fucking point of this thing. Okay, so he's talking about target marketing. And then he's obviously describing things like buy plastic sheeting in bulk, electric chainsaws on sale now, affordable dry lime, overnight shipping available. I don't know how they're doing it. I don't know what this is the story. I don't know how they're doing it. I don't know what technology is driving these changes, but somehow it's like the internet is reading my mind. It's because you're typing things onto it. It's not reading your mind. You're putting your mind onto it. Anyway, somehow the internet is reading my mind. Okay. Showing me ads for things that it couldn't possibly know I wanted. I swear to God, I didn't touch a keyboard. I didn't do a search. I was so careful to keep all of my plans and my research ideas offline. How is it doing this? How does it know about the bodies? So he's got a series of bodies there. All right. So I guess, sale on chainsaws. That ain't so bad.
Live from your grave.
All right, here we go. The final one. By the way, I made an Insta story about me with my Bud Light Limes, and then Henry Zabrowski, and I said, it's the first time I've ever had a Bud Light Lime, because I don't drink Bud Light Limes. I'm not classless. I drink Bud Light. Okay, Henry said, oh, he's lying, and that's typical disinfo. Instagram fights. That's the world we live in now. Very exciting. All right. Bud Light Lime in tow. This one's called The Guide. So that's kind of nice to have someone there leading you. Oh, God, it's disgusting. It really is premium light beer with natural lime flavor. There's nothing natural about this thing. This is the devil. Yeah. Anyway, whew, that is disgusting. All right. This one's called The Guide, as I just said. Now, here are the words that make up this story. Because I guess you need the words to have the story. I don't know. Okay, I never knew you existed before, but now you're all I can think about. So there, that's just called meeting someone. That is literally just meeting a person. Okay, so this person never knew that this other thing existed before, but now it's all they can think about. And I don't know, maybe it's not a person. Let's not be presumptuous here. I'm reading right along here with you. Okay, from the moment I saw you, something within me said, that's it, that's the one. I was nervous because I have never been a guy. That's it, that's the one. Every day of my life, every time I see a dog or a series of different malt beverages or maybe a hamburger or something, that's it, that's the one. I like those simple sayings because all of us say them. Okay, from the moment I saw you, something within me said, that's it, that's the one. I was nervous because I have never been a guide before, but I know I am ready for this moment. The last thing I remember before dying was reading a small card, then looking up and seeing terrible red eyes peering into mine. Since this is my first time, I decided to do what my guide did for me. So this person's dead. So let's keep that in mind. It's probably going to be a titular moment in the story. You finally step outside your car and walk inside, stumbling on a little ice. Stumbling a little on the icy sidewalk and peering tentatively at the icicles above. I don't think that you peer tentatively. How would you? I've always said, and this is obviously not an endorsement, nor should anyone ever do it, but murder with a icicle. I always thought that would be interesting because fingerprints go away. But now in today's world with all the DNA and stuff, you can't even do that. All right. So you finally step outside your car and walk inside, stumbling a little bit, just a small moment, like a Domino's commercial, just stumbling just a little bit on the icy sidewalk and peering tentatively at the icicles above. If I was able, I would laugh at the memory of my mother. Okay. If I was able, I would laugh at the memory of my mother. Or perhaps it was my grandmother. Well, how the hell don't you know the difference between those two people? So long ago, warning me of the deadly danger that icicles pose. Oh my God, we might actually have an icicle death here. But now I know better. That isn't how death works at all. You slam the door behind you, but I glide through confidently, for I know I am still invisible to your eyes. Okay. Kind of a perv. You turn toward the bathroom, and I blush and choose not to follow. Yeah. What is happening here? And also, how does a demon blush? You can't blush when you're a ghost. You don't have any pigment. How do you even... there's no canvas to paint red. It doesn't matter. That's so stupid. Anyway, the guide. You turn toward the bathroom, and I blush and choose not to follow. Instead, I explore your house and ponder on what sort of person you must be. I wonder if you like this. I wonder if you will take this gracefully or filled with terror. I wonder if you are ready. I self-consciously pull at my long black robe and glance again at the card I hurriedly wrote, making sure my writing is legible. Apparently, death was a doctor in real life. Can't write for shit. As you exit the bathroom and head to the kitchen, I take my opportunity and lay the card gently on your table, where I know you must sooner or later notice it. Take your time, though. We are in no rush. Well, that's a good reminder to have a sip of Bud Light Lime. We're in no rush. Oh, man. Just why, Lord? All right. So nonetheless, he put this freaking card on the table, and then he's like, you'll see it, but what if you don't see it, though? And then maybe you don't die. That could happen. Okay, you hum Bohemian Rhapsody. That's a very fun song from Queen. So this person's humming Bohemian Rhapsody to yourself as you pull a frozen dinner from the freezer and pop it in the microwave. I love frozen dinners. I have had so many frozen dinners in my life, it's ridiculous. But you know what I do? I put it in for 5 minutes, and then I take it out after 2 minutes, and it's still cold, and then I have to put it back in. All right, so this person's putting a frozen dinner in the microwave. I consider starting a fire to make my first guiding experience more grand, but I think you would prefer it my way. I could almost feel an echo of my long-stilled heart as you turn around and fixate on my note. Peering around anxiously, you bend down to pick it up and read it. I get into place because I know as because I know as soon as you read my name, you will be able to see me. And I must make myself terrifyingly presentable. Gary Busey? This is so exciting. Oh, here, ladies and gentlemen, get ready for a shock. My name is Death. Oh, what? I thought you were going to be Gary Coleman. That is, this is Death. Who knew? Okay, my name is Death. I am not only Death, but one of many. See, most people think of death as falling asleep and waking up on another side. But that's not right at all. Death is like being pulled by your ankle deep into the depths of the oceans, sudden, inexplicable, and suffocating. I am here to drag you there, for none can achieve death on their own. All right. You shudder in confusion and look up and see me. A guttural and unearthly scream escapes your lips. Really? Am I that terrible? That's a joke inside of this story, ladies and gentlemen. And I have to say, pretty good. Really? Am I that terrible? Oh, man. What was that thing that happened before this? That's it. That's the one. What a spooky spaghetti. Here we go. So now this person's screaming like, oh, and it's like, oh, really? Am I that terrible? And it's like, yeah, you're fucking Death. Death. So don't be sensitive. Anyway, everyone's sensitive. As I reach out for your hand and pull you through your dimension into mine, as the mortals see it, to your death. And that's it. So Death brought someone to their death and was also a little bit offended that the person was horrified because it's Death. So that's 2018 in a nutshell, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, good. The guide. That's it. That's the one. My goodness. All right. Whew. Well, what a journey it's been, folks. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you all so much. I can't wait to see you. We're going to be in San Diego. We're going to go to a Comic-Con this weekend, July 19th. My birthday is July 21st. My girlfriend is forcing me to celebrate it because I'm 37, and this is probably my last one. So I have to celebrate one birthday in my entire life. So, all right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you all on the road. And, yeah, I don't know. Just say nice things on social media and yell at people who say mean things. All right. Hail yourselves. Talk to you soon.